A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. That's disrespectful, isn't it? Jules Breach breaking the studio equipment. Outrageous.
I think we should start today's show.
I think we should start today's show like that.
Tell everyone listening this Monday what's fucking happened.
Some beautiful DT770s just sat there. Studio grade headphones. And Jules Breach, probably deliberately actually, known JB.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put any level of blame on her ears. But she's just snapped the ear pads off them.
Yeah.
And they're expensive to replace.
How much is that as a bit of kit, that?
I think they're about 150 each. And I think the ear pads for replacements are around about 20.
She needs to think about that.
She should think about that. Would she do that on BT Sport?
No. She wouldn't.
Would she?
I'd love to see her on BT Sport with a massive pair of those headphones.
Well, or just...
She's the only person wearing them.
Or just like, she's on the big, ridiculously long BT score sofa, and she's just got a Stanley knife, and she's just going to town on the upholstery. Yeah.
I don't think that'd be off-brand for her, would it?
No, it wouldn't. She's only slagging off the Scottish Premiership. Hi, it's Luke Peach. I'm Pete Donaldson, joined by Mr. Luke Moore.
Right.
Luke, you were talking, criticising. I had the gall to criticise one of our very favourite water companies in the UK.
On Thursday, you mean?
And you were doing something quite interesting, which I found. You're charging your M1... MacBook Pro.
It's an Air.
Is it MacBook Air?
Yeah.
MacBook Air with what can only be described as a mobile phone charger.
No, I'm not.
That's a mobile phone charger.
What are you talking about?
It's an iPhone charger.
Oh, the
charger.
Plug. Actual plug.
Yeah, you're charging it with a.
I was wondering
with an iPhone charger.
Would that be why it's taking so long? I was wondering about that.
Yeah, just a bit, mate.
Oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at it.
What should I be doing?
Getting a proper laptop
big
charger.
Chunky plug.
Yeah. I mean, this is. Let's see how many volts you get out of this. I mean, this is one of the better ones. Jesus, my eyesight is so terrible. Can you read any of that?
Yeah, I would be able to read it. Oh, fucking no. Hell.
It's tiny, isn't it? Yeah.
Can't see it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, it kicks
off. Do you mind plugging
out...
that back in, please?
It's 20 watts, which isn't like, it's not obscene. It's not obscene, but you're just going to be there for a very, very long time.
What should I be packing? For a MacBook charge?
Something over, I don't know, 40? I don't know.
And what's it got to do with Thames Water?
I'm just saying that they're really bad at getting product into your homes, and you're really bad at getting energy from the plug into your laptop.
I think the energy company's got to take some responsibility for that.
Apple's got to take some responsibility for that.
Anyway, yeah. How's your weekend been? Good?
Yeah, fine.
Your house still not damp?
Dry as a bone.
Great to see.
Yeah. Spent a lot of time getting rid of the... I've got a yard out the back, and there's a lot of green, sort of mossy, kind of mildewy, kind of... Not mildewy.
That's your next project, is it?
Well, it's not really a project. I just throw a lot of chemicals down and it dies.
I mean, do you choose the chemicals or just nearest ones to hand?
Just anyone, yeah. And sulfuric acid.
How's the dog?
Dog's fine. Well, it's not allowed near the chemicals.
No.
So, yeah, fine.
But
absolutely
doing
fine.
Okay.
Doing all right, yeah.
Good. All
staying out of trouble.
Good. Pleased to hear that.
I met a lovely big fat Labrador at the weekend. Really fat. Lovely to hug. It's not great for the health, but lovely fat dog.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No.
I like a dog to be lithe.
Lithe?
Yeah.
What's your business with a dog being lithe?
I think dogs should be out there.
Should be out there,
excitable and energetic.
Yeah.
Surely the big attraction of having a dog is they've got a real kind of lust for life, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't have a fat dog.
I think we both agree on that.
I will happily body shame a fat dog.
Just to their owner's face. Yeah. It's funny, because a friend of mine was saying the other day that they go, when they walk their dog, they see another couple walking their dog.
Yeah.
And their dog is a similar brand. Breed.
That's all right.
Breed. But it's a bit fatter.
Right.
And then they got chatting to them and they said, whenever they order takeaway, McDonald's, Chinese, whatever, they just order an extra portion and give it to the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that.
Dog foods are quite a. I mean, that's how historically dogs would get fed. Like, you just feed
not
them
fucking
scraps,
McDonald's, though, is it? 40,000 years ago, when they're first being domesticated, they're not giving them fucking fast food.
No, they're not.
No one's eating fast food then.
No.
You shouldn't be doing it. Is there some kind of law? Is there a law involved where you can't do that stuff?
I don't think so. No, but I think if you're specifically treating a dog badly, I think you feed them whatever you want, really. But a lot of people just feed them scraps, whatever they're eating.
Okay, I'm not sure dogs are cut out for that.
No, they're not. And there's so much stuff that they can't eat, like onions. You can't feed onions, avocados,
chocolate.
Quite dangerous chocolate. Yeah, that's a big no.
Is it really?
Yeah.
But you get certain dog chocolate that they can have.
Yeah, but they I think with. I think it's powdered chocolate is the drinking chocolate's the big danger, I think, because it's got higher cocoa or something. But the thing is, like, if you're going to find food in the street, it's going to be chicken bones, which is dangerous when they're dried out, and chocolate. So like the dogs are just almost gone.
Where do you find chocolate in the street?
Around Easter, like a lot of chocolate in the street. Kids around my area are absolutely.
Where are you talking about? Where do you live? Fucking Willy Wonka's house.
There's always chocolate in the street.
No, there isn't.
The amount of times I had to pull a blooming full fucking Snickers out of Buckley's mouth. And he'd try and bite me because he's like, fucking, I want to die. I want to eat it and die. Ah.
This is the way I want to go. You don't understand.
They love it. They love chocolate.
So, let me just make this absolutely clear for our listeners who will be as baffled as me.
There's always chocolate around. So, you just don't spend much time looking at the floor. You're dreaming of the skies.
I like the thing I can sniff out chocolate. Thank you very much.
There's going on about chemtrails and stuff.
There's like, I don't think that around Easter, the UK turns into some kind of fucking Willy Wonka.
It's just always chocolate in the street. Look around. There's always a fucking Kit Kat. It's always shit.
No
chocolate.
One's ever said that.
An old 80s Spira.
If people complain about stuff on the street, it's like dog shit and stuff. Yeah. It's not chocolate. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm a bit late. I was marauding still my way for a mountain of Mars bars on the pavement. That's not how it works.
There's always chocolate in the street. Look down.
I'm going to do a Twitter poll about that.
Yeah. I think people...
I'll say I am. Rory's going to.
So if you see a full bar of chocolate in the street, you got to send us it. It's the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't send it to care of Pete's dog, though.
No.
No.
I want to see it.
Speaking of dogs, so one of the best places for dogs, like without question, is the Lake District, which is where I was a week ago.
Yeah.
And you really don't... I mean, we're probably the only people there out walking and stuff that don't have a dog. And you see some great dogs. And the guest house we stayed in, you'd have hated this, by the way.
All right.
So we went to a guest house that we stayed in a year or so before.
In your face, just going, what time do you want breakfast?
But listen to this, though. It's much worse than that.
Right.
They weren't even open. They opened for us.
Oh.
So it's just us and them.
Testicles have shriveled.
It was lovely.
Probably because of the trousers. But yeah, it's just...
It was lovely.
I just can't handle it.
Whole place to ourselves. Quiet. Brilliant. Anyway, they've got the people who run the guest house, which is called the Wheatlands Lodge up in Windermere. Beautiful place. If you're in that part of the world, you should go there. Great place. And they've got a rough collie called Alfie.
Right. Don't have a go.
No, it's
a rough collie.
That's the breed.
Is that the breed?
It's like a Lassie. Like Lassie.
What's that?
Really long haired collie.
Is that what they're called? A rough collie?
I believe so, yeah. Huh. Here you go. Look, it's a dog breed. Look, looks like that.
A rough collie.
Looks like that.
Yes, yeah. Lassie. But don't see them very often anymore.
Yeah, this one was. You never see them, which is why it's kind of interesting. But this one is particularly hairy. But it's a great dog because they've got this manner where they're very aloof.
Right.
They show no emotion. They're not bothered.
Right.
And Alfie the dog, he has his breakfast in the morning, first thing, has his walk, has his breakfast. And then they put his collar on like this quite long lead, which the other end of it is tied to the house.
Yeah.
And he sits there and that's his spot.
Yeah.
And he's there all day.
Yeah.
And he sits in the middle of the staircase outside leading up to the door. He will move for nobody, right? So when we got there, and we knew about him because we've been there before, you can't. It's quite hard to get your bags in.
Yeah, because he's just in the way.
And it's a dog, right? See, I don't want to drop a heavy bag on a dog.
No.
So it's really difficult to get into the fucking guest house.
And you're not. Does he only trust one man? Can you negotiate with him?
I don't think he trusts anyone. I think he doesn't follow anyone's lead, so to speak. But he has to be brushed every day. Very high maintenance dog. Pedigree breed, cost a lot of money.
Right.
So they have to...
And they're just leaving it on the stairs.
You have to be a bit careful about that. Yeah, because they had another dog, which was a bit of a character, which belonged to their kid, their son, I think. and he chewed for his own lead.
Right.
And went for a little run. Went for a little run. And someone someone thought he'd been stolen, but he hadn't in the end. But I think, is dog crime a big problem? I think it might be up in that part of the world.
It is all over the place.
Wasn't COVID, wasn't it?
A lot of pugs getting stolen and stuff. It's so sad. I would, what horrible, out of all of the horrible things you could do to somebody, I think stealing the dog is up there with being absolutely the worst.
100%. Ugh. 100%. But anyway, so we're in the Lake District for a week. Beautiful. Have you been up there?
Briefly, yeah. I mean, it's beyond
you hate
any...
It. You hate it?
No, I was off to a festival. I was working a festival.
No, there's no video games.
Is there any wrestling? Oh, what?
You didn't
bring any books with you?
I did.
Well,
I did.
So you've got the video games of the past, haven't you? Your little stories.
Well, you'll like this as well. I haven't said what I've just said. I actually spent quite a lot of time replaying Breath of the Wild.
New one's coming out soon.
Tears of the Kingdom,
ooh,
baby.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Have you seen the trailer?
I mean, it's just all fucking elves and stuff, isn't it?
It's brilliant, though. It's a brilliant game. You can't honestly tell me you don't think it's a brilliant game.
It's very relaxing, I seem to recall.
Very immersive.
Yeah. I need to... So I finished fucking Monkey Island, the new Monkey Island.
Is there a new one?
There's one that came out last year. I just haven't. Ron Gilbert came back in October with a new one.
And what platform?
Steam, PC, PC right. And Switch, I think.
So anyway, we're in the Lake District, right? And we're walking around near Grasmere. For those people who know that part of the world, we were doing the walk from Grasmere up to the Rydal Caves, which is an old slate mine, which has been... It's not been in use for a very long time, but it's like a kind of like a tourist attraction now. It's no like gift shop or anything. It's just like a thing. You can go up there, walk up into the hills. And we're walking up there. And it's quite isolated around that part and there's not many people around. And the Wi-Fi I have access to and I were walking and there's nothing around. And you start to hear this kind of low rumble. Like that.
Right.
I thought, what the fuck is that? Like, it was going on for quite a while. And it got louder and louder. And then... we're walking like a valley. So there's two quite not. It's Lake District. So the mountains are they're obviously mountains, but they're not. It's not the Himalayas, but they're bigger. They're big enough, right? And we're walking through this valley and screaming over the top of the mountain and swinging through the valley, flying at about 150 feet. These two fighter jets come over.
Oh wow, cool!
And you could see them so low, you could see the outline of the pilot in the cockpit.
It's the outline of their cocks.
And I said, is he wearing peach trousers? No, but it was honestly, mate, honestly, so exciting.
Yeah.
It was like, it was...
Top Gun.
You felt like a kid.
Yeah.
And they were so fast. I say that. I mean, you could kind of see, were they so fast? They were flying fucking quick.
I mean, by any stretch of the imagination, if it's a plane, it's gone quite quick anyway. But like, yeah, it's gone.
And this was serious,
fast.
Right? Yeah. And then I got so excited by it I had to look into it. And basically, I didn't know this, and there's a couple of Instagram accounts dedicated to it, but that's, if it's a clear day, that's where they take fighter pilots for low-level training.
Right.
Because it's such a challenging landscape.
Yeah, and you're just having a nice little walk around, and they're just cutting about in their fighter jets.
Some of the Instagram accounts, I mean, whether you're into fucking planes or not, and you should be into planes, because they're fucking awesome.
Some of the manoeuvres are just absolutely incredible.
Mate, it's fucking brilliant. I couldn't believe my luck. Yeah. I couldn't stop thinking about it for ages afterwards. And I think there's something about the juxtaposition of the technology and the landscape. It's just like, this is fucking cool. But those guys were cool. They probably weren't. They're probably bores. But in that moment in the plane, they were cool.
Well, they're probably just out testing, testing the manoeuvres to intercept some more of these UFOs that have been kicking around Alaska and stuff.
As you know, Pete, I'm a big part of the UFO community. I follow a lot of accounts about that, and they're going mad.
Well, I mean, this happened last week.
Can I just say, they're going mad, even for them,
because they're US authorities are kind of like adding grist to their mill by saying, oh, we can't rule out that it's extraterrestrial. It's like, is it just some despotic regime chancing their arm with a tiny little fucking camera or whatever? You know, that's not necessarily a balloon. There's probably loads of these things kicking around.
What I would say is this: there's something going on. There's something weird going on, and it could. So here's the thing. Say it's China, right? Yeah. Say it's China, and there could be a number of reasons why China are doing it: distraction. Just give America something to think about.
Yeah, yeah.
But realistically, Pete, I think I'm right in saying here, China are not going to get any surveillance data to anywhere near the level doing that than they get on fucking TikTok
exactly.
or through Huawei devices or whatever. Yeah. TikTok's basically a gigantic fucking data harvesting operation anyway that the West have completely fallen hook, line, sinker for, right? Is that fair?
What they're getting. But what are they getting data-wise? They're getting a lot of pictures, a lot of faces, a lot of physical
locations.
Why does that help though? You know what I mean? Like, they'd probably get like where people are, but I mean, what are they? What are you actually bringing to them?
But what are you getting from a surveillance balloon that you can't get from?
Well, TikTok? I mean, I think. But do you not think at this point in the game, everyone's just being? I think. Xi Jinping and all them, they are besieged by fucking issues. You know, they've opened up the country, and their health situation is dire. They're really distracted. They haven't had the economic growth that they should have had over the past couple of years because of COVID and other stuff as well. And their zero COVID policy and all that stuff. And like, do you not think it's just a bit of fucking normal, you know, Communist Party playbook, just fucking a bit of fun. It's just a bit of fun, isn't it? Just dicking about. Just going, remember us, we're still a power.
But that's assuming that
still
it is
gonna
them.
Get in you.
That's assuming that it is them.
I mean, they said that it was them.
No, one of them was.
Yeah, well, so the balloons was. But do you not think that anybody could get something flying that high with the fucking rocket or whatever the fuck?
Well, not anybody.
Not anybody. But like an amateur. Remember the balloon boy? Remember that kid who was reportedly in the balloon?
That was a famous man. I've never heard of that.
The balloon boy, that bloke who, he was like a bit of a madman. I think he's dead now. He let this weather balloon off, basically.
Right.
And he said that a boy had climbed into the weather balloon.
Right.
So it was the balloon boy. It was like about 10 years ago.
He was always going to do that if he was called balloon boy.
And it was on the news that his son had clambered into the balloon,
but he hadn't.
The guy had lied, and he had hidden his child. So he, obviously the child's taken off him because he's mad.
Sorry, what are you doing?
Yeah, so he just wanted this big media circus where this man was basically saying, "I've let off a balloon." I think it was like 10 years ago,
right.
And it was the balloon boy. You must remember the balloon boy.
I don't really remember it.
Pizza rat. It's like a balloon boy. It's the thing that everyone remembers.
I remember pizza rat.
But
what was he doing up there?
But I'm just saying that amateur enthusiasts, aeronautic enthusiasts could get something up that high,
possibly. But here's the thing. I'm not saying there's anything particularly untoward going on, necessarily.
It's not aliens, or is it?
Well, listen, let me just bear with me for a second. I'm not saying it's aliens, but bear with me. The backdrop of what's been happening in the US, politically, in terms of the releasing of all this information, which is essentially sent UFO... I mean, look, conspiracy theorist is like a real loaded term these days.
Yeah.
They're not all conspiracy theorists. A lot of them are just interested in aviation, interested in technology, interested in the prospect of this other stuff. And I think there's nothing wrong with that per se. So they're already on fire with all this information that's been released. There's been a lot of committees in Congress have been talking about this stuff. Mm. And the reason they're doing it is because a lot of whistleblowers are coming out now. Ex-servicemen, pilots, all the rest of it, a lot of footage backing it up as well, saying lots of weird shit's happening and we don't know what the fuck it is, right? And so a lot of the video footage is pretty convincing. I'm not saying that this stuff is related to that, but what I am saying is I believe that if that kind of stuff was happening, how it's been reported by the American authorities is exactly how they would report it.
Right.
So I'm not saying that everything that happens is that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But if it was, that's what they'd be saying.
Yeah.
And that's why it's interesting, I think, because they're giving some information because they can't really not give any information because so many people have got access to tech and to get out there and to talk about it. So they can't contain it like they could. It could even be them doing shit, like testing stuff.
Yeah.
But they have to announce something, which I find really interesting.
Yeah.
But I guess there's very little chance it is an alien civilization.
It's probably just somebody pissing about.
But that's what they want you to think.
Balloon boy.
Let's have a break.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
and Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman, I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Hello, Balloon Boy and Balloon Boy and Balloon Girl and Balloon Girl and all of the other balloon people. I'm Pete Donaldson, joined by Luke Moore. It's the second half of the Luke and Pete Show on Monday, the 20th of February. We're going to bash you a couple of emails because we have been promising it for a little while. If you want to tweet us at Luke and Pete Show, is the way to do that. And you can also get in touch at hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. And that's the email and the Twitters and the socials.
Yeah, so a couple of emails here. One from Scott, which I'd like to read first.
Ooh, Scotty.
Who says...
Scotty too honey.
He says, Dear Luke and Pete, hello to you, Scott. He says, hearing the tale of Pete's harrowing near-death experience in the waters off Costa Rica reminded me of one of my own embarrassing brushes with the aquatic afterlife. I'm not sure you were embarrassed by it, were you, Pete?
Yeah, I was embarrassed
by it. Oh, you were embarrassed,
okay. Well, yeah, mortified. Everyone's looking at me.
Scott's embarrassed as well because he says, a few years ago, the Wi-Fi I have access to and I took a trip to Cancun with some friends. Given that it was hurricane season, we got a great deal on our hotel. But along with that came some very angry waves at the beach.
Yeah.
Thinking ourselves brilliant, we marched down to the sea with a menagerie of inflatable sea creatures on which to ride the waves and assert our dominance over the mighty Atlantic. Having had no previous experience surfing, my blow-up turtle... I was ill-equipped to deal with the 10 to 15-foot waves that began to pummel me and my inflatable companion. I soon found out the hard way that clinging to the handle of a turtle filled with air while being slammed into the ocean floor by thousands of gallons of crashing seawater is a one-way ticket to a dislocated shoulder and torn rotator cuff.
Oof.
Luckily, a few coronas helped me come down from the shock and the rest of the trip was without major incident. Now it's 10 years later. And I still have a hard time deciding what's worse, that I have a pain in my right shoulder this very day, or that the doctor listed the cause of injury as inflatable sea turtle in my medical records. Cheers and thanks for all the good times. Scott from Asheville, North Carolina.
Good vibes.
I'd love to know more about what Asheville, North Carolina's like, Scott. I've been to Charleston, which was the nearest place I've been there.
Did you have a Charleston chew?
I didn't know. We've talked about this before.
Shame.
But that's one of the lyrics I never got in that Eminem song until I... saw what it was.
So Justin Chu.
That's what's got. Do you want to do? Lewis has got an email here, mate, about his microwave, which I talked about before. But do you want to read that one out?
Lewis, Luke might think he's defying the odds with his 9-year-old microwave. However, my parents' microwave is the one which my parents gifted my mum when she bought her first flat in 1984. I remember it would break down now and again in the late 90s, and we'd drive it from Glasgow to Falkirk to see the microwave repairman. But since he retired and closed his shop about 20 years ago, the microwave hasn't once been on the blink. Good man. It makes the best baked potatoes in the world. And is the only microwave I've used which manages to successfully defrost food without without cooking it along the way. Now, when the thing finally packs in, I will take it harder than any of the family pets that have died over the years. So the show, Lewis. Big old microwaves did last and do last like you wouldn't believe. We just live in such a disposable fucking world right now. And we just throw things away. My mum and dad's iron, I think they got when they got married in the 70s, and that's still going. And it's really heavy. Like, there's a lot of shit in there.
It's not complicated, though, is it? It's a device, an iron.
Well, microwaves aren't that complicated in the grand scheme of things.
Is a 1984 microwave safe?
Well, as long as it's shielded properly, I imagine, yeah. There was a lot more microwave kind of mania in the 80s, wasn't it? Like, everyone was worried about it cooking your brain and stuff.
Yeah.
If you looked into it.
Yeah.
If it was shielded incorrectly, it would cook your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
No.
Frederick Stevens, according to the Daily Telegraph, which is, I mean, I'll be honest with you now, this is the only time I'd ever look at the Daily Telegraph website. Frederick Stevens in 2009, apparently, I don't know if it's still going now, but in 2009, he had essentially the record for the oldest working microwave.
Mm.
He had had it since 1969.
Mm.
So he had it for 40 years.
That's a little too old for me. I would say 69, yeah. Like, oh, that's like, yeah. That's moon time.
It's a bit cold.
Going
war.
To the moon
it's a bit cold
time.
War. Yeah. And he claims to have been able to have cooked 150,000 meals in it, right? Which, so that's 40 years old. If it's still going now, it's going to be what, 50 odd years old?
Yeah.
But what made me think about that was, you know, you're claiming that you've done 150,000 meals in it, right? Not being funny, but that's essentially 10 microwave meals a day.
Right. He's had, mean, a nightmare there.
Yeah, you'd be dead,
yeah,
eating that many microwaves. Yeah. Don't worry about the microwave.
Yeah.
He looks about, he's about in his 60s anyway, by the look of it. If you've been doing 10 microwave meals a day for 40 years, you've undermined the whole fucking argument. The oldest working microwave is quite a good line. I've had it 40 years.
Yeah.
How many meals have you done in it? 150,000. No, you fucking
too
haven't.
Many. Yeah.
You've gone too far meals. There. No one can eat 10 microwave meals a day. The salt alone would kill you. So I think you want to be careful about your claims, although I am very, very impressed by Lewis's grandparents' gift to his mother of a 39-year-old microwave. I'd love to know, Lewis, as a follow-up, what's the last thing you ate out of it?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a little bit sceptical. Not that sceptical, but perhaps a little bit sceptical.
Yeah.
Let's do... what other email should we do? Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Bang okay. In, this is less an email, more a story. It's got our attention from our listener friend, Arthur. Hello to you, Arthur. He says, hello, Luke and Pete. I've been listening to the podcast since the days when you obsessed over the minutiae of Wikipedia articles.
Mm.
I've never sent anything in before, but I thought this story was right up your street. And the story is as follows. A seal by the name of Nelson has recently got itself stuck in an angling reservoir.
Oh, dear.
And it's reportedly, it's the last person you want in there, reportedly snacking on all the very expensive fish and the ducks. They've tried to capture it twice, but it can't be caught for some reason. And it's still doing its thing. The picture of the seal is amazing. It's giving a lovely little side eye, thinking, yeah, I'm having all the fish I want. Couple of quotes from the article. It probably has no incentive to leave as it's found itself in a branch of Waitrose and is munching its way through the fish, said a marine rescuer. The owner of the lake, who is supposedly an angler and a lover of the environment, says, it's not made for fresh water. Even though it's ruining my business, I suppose it's still part of nature, but it's an unwanted part.
I suppose it's a big part of nature.
If there are any local journalists out there worth their salt, they need to be doing a follow-up on this. Is the seal still there?
Big fat seal.
Because this story is from a fair while ago. It's from 10th of January, so we don't know if it's still there. I'd love to see it would be. What heaven that is for the seal, Peter.
Yeah.
That's basically like you in a video. You in a Maplin's.
It's like the seal that used to hang out outside Billingsgate Fish Market down in East London. There used to be a seal that used to hang around because people would throw fish in.
Not sea. Telling any of his mates.
Yeah.
His little secret.
He's putting on loads of timber. And he's like, how are you? How have you? Kind of.
But it's you in a Maplin's, isn't it?
It's me in a Maplin's.
We tried to rescue him. We can't get him out.
I need to buy some fuses.
Oh, what for?
A sander. Good. Good.
Don't elaborate on that.
Good stuff.
You seen it? By the way, before we
do some body mods.
Have you watched the second season of Clarkson's Farm?
No, I didn't watch the first one.
Okay.
I wouldn't like it to watch the second one. I'll level with you.
He there's a brilliant scene in it where he tries to demonstrate how to use a mandolin for slicing potatoes.
Right, yeah.
To his partner.
Oh.
Basically almost slices his thumb off. It's horrific, and it happens in real time, and it is awful to watch.
Like it.
Right. Anyway, let's go.
Let's get out of here. We've got things to do. We'll be back on Thursday for batteries and stuff, so send them in at Luke and Pete Shaw on the Twitter. We'd also be fun on Instagram as well, so get involved.
What are you doing? Why have we got to finish now? What are you doing now?
Meeting.
Oh, you got a meeting? Okay, fair enough. I just didn't know.
cool.
Hello at lukeandpeach.com is the email address. We'd love to hear from you in all the different forms of communication, but thank you very much for listening to us. I know most of you would have switched this off now because you're hearing the tone change into an outro tone. Yeah. But if you are still listening, do leave us a 5-star review wherever you get your pods. It does make a big difference to us. Not just our self-esteem, but our business chances too. Thanks very much. We'll see
Shocking
you next time.
Waters. We are in a recession.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.